through some gruesome evolution, certain monsters from the ocean depths have sprouted fins and fingers, bristling fangs and deadly stingers, and acquired a taste for flesh and candy floss. From the shallow waters creeping, while the lifeboat men are sleeping, creatures from the gloomy deeps catch their breaths in stinking heaps like bin bags strewn across the beach. But somewhat worse, fishy mutants are such a nuisance. Rudimentary lungs inflating, whistling, wheezing, watching, waiting, breathing in the seaside pongs, fish and chips and sweaty thongs, Cornish pasties, crabs and sand. Ugh, what a smell! How their nostrils flare and quiver, oily bodies shake and shiver, photophores glow ever brighter as they note to their delight the heady stench of humankind. It's not Chanel. Fishy mutants love a pollutant. We shall fight them on the beaches, armed with Winston Churchill's speeches, or perhaps the birdie song that should make them run along, unless that is, they like the tweets. Well, they might, I suppose. Marine marauders from the deep, nightmare mermen coldly creep across Britannia's sandy strands on scaly fins and webby hands towards the shops in search of sweets. Of course, they're closed. Fishy mutants with such insouciance. One heads for the ice cream van while others paddle hand in hand or sunbathe in the midday sun as pink as lobsters everyone, and that one's found a plastic spade and built a fort. One's collecting pretty shells to decorate the castle walls. Another's scooping out a moat on which to sail a driftwood boat. The tabloids clamour, be afraid.
Afraid of what?
Fishy mutants, vive la différence.
Take it, wine fart.
Thank you.